This is episode number 2297 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Camilla versus Camilla.
Yesterday.
No, not the queen consort.
No.
But pop sensation, Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
Made her debut as a coach on the season 21 premiere
God.
Of The Voice.
Where do we have time for these shows? Season 21. Think about that. Now, I know there's two seasons a year, and maybe there's more.
Well, I thought it was about season 47.
Has it been 10 years since this stupid show
Don't
went
they do two seasons a year?
They do at least two seasons a year.
Right. So yeah. It always sounds longer than it really
it's
is.
It's like, yep, 21 seasons. It's like that's at least 10 years. Has The Voice been on the air for 10 years?
Oh, that's true.
I don't know.
I wasn't thinking that.
Anyway.
Has it?
I don't think so.
You know what? Maybe it has.
Yeah, maybe. I keep thinking The Weakest Link was 10 years ago, but I think that was more like 20. See how time flies. By the way, has anybody that's ever been on The Voice been Kelly Clarkson big?
No.
See, that's why.
Anyway.
Why?
Camila.
Love her, by the way.
It's hard for me to say
it. It's hard for everybody to say it, and they did a promo about it, as a matter of fact. Blake's calling her Camilla. Camilla.
Back in the day, before someone told me how to pronounce the two L's, I would have probably said Camilla Cabello.
Camilla Cabello. Yeah, well, that's kind of how it's spelled. Yeah. But it's Camila Cabello. Camila.
You know, if there was a pronunciation beside her name, it would be much easier. Now, wouldn't it?
She is kind of a big star, so people should know how to pronounce her name by now.
It's hard when you see it in print. And then
I get it.
Camila, if you're asking me and I'm not looking at the name, Camila Cabello.
Right.
But I look at it and it's like, okay. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, all right.
Anywho,
last night.
She gave Blake Shelton a run for his money.
Well, yeah, I think that's why she's there.
So, actually, though, Blank and Gwen might be gloves off as well.
Yeah, so Gwen has not been on since they've been married.
Yeah.
So, how's this going to work?
Well, they did have a moment last night, so we'll see.
I get it, but I mean, still.
He'll cave. If he knows what's good, he'll cave.
He will cave.
Happy wife, happy life.
That's right. Absolutely. But they're competitive. I get it. He's got to play this person on TV that he is, and whatever. Maybe he's like that in real life. Maybe she digs that.
Well, regardless, never work with your spouse.
Well, yeah, they've been told that.
Just don't do it. Don't work with your spouse. Don't work with your friends.
Yeah.
The one to feel sorry for is John Legend, who is not going to be able to compete with these three.
No.
And luckily, he doesn't have to work with his spouse.
Good for John. She's kind of poison right now.
Well, she kind of always has been.
She
kind of
has been, yeah. But she's
and
just,
in some ways she's
not
pretty awesome.
Herself.
And other ways,
she's not helping herself. She's not helping her cause.
So NBC isn't messing around either, splitting Gwen and Blake up, putting Camila. Yeah, man.
Camila.
Her in between them.
God, you're worse than Blake. Why don't you just call her Camelot, too? It's all right.
Camila Cabello.
Camelot.
Also, Gwen reminds us that last time she coached, she won.
Oh, wow.
Which was one of the rare times that Blake was lost.
Huh.
Or has lost, which he doesn't often lose.
No, he doesn't. He's the biggest winner, not the weakest link.
Yay.
Yay.
We haven't talked about yay
no,
on Disney
really
enough recently.
We haven't had a need to.
No.
It's been
kind of
nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he reveals that he's never read any literature and prefers speaking instead.
Why am I not surprised by this revelation?
Right?
Oh, my God. I've never read a book.
It kind of shows.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Somebody once told me one time, you are what you read. And I said, I read just above the 8th grade level. I mean, does that say something for me?
Yes,
I mean,
you're a perpetual kid.
All right, okay.
Reading is like eating Brussels sprouts for me. And talking is like getting the Giorgio Baldi corn ravioli.
Come on, yay.
So the confession comes after a Rolling Stone report.
How'd this guy get rich?
Parents were required, to sign non-disclosure agreements to send their children to his tuition-based Christian private school. Donda Academy.
Wait, wow, now I'm totally confused. He's got an academy. People have to sign an NDA to send your kids there.
Of course.
But then he doesn't believe in reading books. I don't know if I want to send my kids. First of all, I don't know if I want to send my kids to Kanye West school.
There's your first dilemma right there.
First I'm not sure.
The first thing you should ask is, do I really want to do this?
Are they going to learn how to design slides and things like that? You know, because that's what he's good at.
Maybe they'll learn to give speeches.
Speeches, he's not good at.
Public speaking.
No, he's not good at public speaking. He's good at designing expensive
teach
shoes.
Speech class.
He can design shoes that everybody seems to want. So
don't
are
I
my kids
I
gonna
go
learn?
So far as to say everybody.
Well, are my kids gonna learn how to be rich shoe moguls?
Maybe.
That's what I want to know because that's where the money is, right? Used to be in rock and roll. Now it's in $300 pair of shoes.
Maybe he would take a child under his wing, and
doubt it.
And mentor them.
Doubt it.
Doubt it.
No, doubt it.
I doubt it, too.
He's got an academy. I can't believe this.
So students at the academy in Simi Valley, California.
What?
Yeah, we had talked about this one time. Yeah.
I'm lost.
I think it's off of Tierra Bojada.
I'm totally lost. We talked about this?
It's been months.
I need to go see a doctor. I don't remember.
No, it's been a while.
I don't remember talking about him having an academy.
Yes, we have. So they participate in full school worship, core classes of language arts, math and science, in addition to lunch, recess, and enrichment courses such as visual art, film, choir, and parkour.
Parkour? Well, okay. There you go.
They have good insurance policy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But no Brussels sprouts at the cafeteria.
There will be no Brussels sprouts.
There will be no Brussels sprouts. Wow. Wow. I just don't know that my life could have existed without knowing that. Without any further ado, we shall apologize to one, Halle Berry, today, and remind you there will be more Who Cares news tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares news and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.